Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
It feels like you work your whole life to celebrate winning a tournament for like a few minutes. It only lasts a few minutes, that kind of euphoric feeling. And I like to win the Byron Nelson Championship at home. I literally worked my entire life to become good at golf, to have an opportunity to win that tournament. And you win it, you celebrate, get to hug my family, my sister's there. It's such an amazing moment. And then it's like, okay, now what are we going to eat for dinner? You know, life goes on.
Scottie Scheffler has his Open Championship at the third leg of golf's Grand Slam.
Dude talked about it like he just doesn't care and then dominated.
Yeah.
Just flat out. He won by four strokes. And it was like everybody on Sunday is like, well, we don't have a shot. Well, yeah, all right, good luck. Yeah, he's that guy.
He's in the zone again.
Oh, my God.
It's messed up for the rest of us.
That is, we spent a lot of time with that Scheffler commentary last week before the Open, that bit of self-awareness and insight and how it registered to us.
Yeah, it spoke to us.
Poor you.
Poor you, getting ready to nail down a Grand Slam. And I don't mean Denny's.
He could have that if he wanted.
I mean,
buy himself a couple of Denny's.
Doesn't that have to be the? Is if you're Denny's, aren't you like, hey, let's
after you win the slam?
Yeah, you got to do something, right? And you'd be like, hey, let's put this Grand Slam together, the Scottie Scheffler Grand Slam.
I'm gonna say I haven't noticed a lot of Denny's ad budget going on out there. Not a lot of marketing.
I have.
You have? You
yeah,
seen some Denny's commercials?
A lot of Denny's commercials.
Like
Denny's,
recently?
Yeah, Denny's and IHOP.
I don't feel like, well, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know, man. Like
they might not have enough dollars to get Scottie Scheffler.
That's what I'm saying. Like it might just be coasting. Like, you know,
on reputation at this point,
Denny's is coasting on reputation.
If you loved
Two Moons Over Miami,
two eggs, right?
Two moons, yeah.
Two eggs over Miami.
No, it's Two Moons Over Miami.
But isn't there? What's the?
Isn't it? It's Two Moons Over Miami.
No, you're Moons Over Miami.
Yes,
not Miami.
Right. Well, that's the joke. That's the joke. I said Miami.
Miami.
Look, we'll talk about it off the air. We'll have a long conversation.
It'll be very short. I'm going to eject out of that conversation.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you even going to be involved?
And then we'll be like, why don't we go to Denny's?
Right. Because we'll have the conversation. We'll be like, man, I'm hungry now. But
so which one of those two breakfast places are going to cater to, you know, loneliness and self-reflection and solidarity?
Clearly, IHOP.
IHOP rules. Like every time you see one, you're like, all right, IHOP, keep rocking.
But anytime you have like four different flavors of syrup on the table, you are catering to loneliness. You are inherently catering to that.
Speaks, when I got to college, I was used to, because, you know, we moved from Roseland to Homewood so that I could go to high school, right? So I was used to the IHOP because there used to be where the casino is now, there used to be an IHOP when I was a kid. So when I got to college, And you know, you're out late or whatever, and I was like, oh, let's go to the IHOP. I'm like, hell yeah, like let's go to the IHOP.
It's big.
And then you realize that you live in Lincoln Park and there were all of these other options available to you. You could have been at the Nugget or you know what I mean? Like,
oh, I know, dude. I loved the Nugget.
I still love the Nugget.
I still love the Nugget.
Or you can go to Golden Apple, or back in the day, we'd go to Zephyr, which was still.
Oh, yeah.
You remember Zephyr?
Up on Wilson?
Yeah. Yes.
I know Zephyr.
Had some very good and some very bad moments at Zephyr, you know. I completed the.
You did the marathon?
I did the marathon one time, and I felt like I was drunk after. Like, I had, like, chocolate and,
did you do the chocolate peanut butter?
No, just regular chocolate, but I felt like I had lactose intoxication.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that place would do it.
Like, I was legit slurring my words after finishing one.
Hey, man, milk fat will do that to a kid.
Yeah?
It will. If you get enough of it in there.
You know,
dangerous.
Like, and you, like, you think you have, in your mind, you're like, IHOP is the end-all, be-all. And then you're like, oh yeah, I'm on the north side. Things are way different over here. There's all places I can go. There's Diner Grill. Like, it's all of
Dinner
these
grill.
Places. That's right. Dinner Grill.
And that place that had the best hot dogs. Best in town. Right there. I miss that place so much. I miss that sign. It was the king. And because they must have known.
Nookies. Like, there are all these places that you could go to.
Or Nookies, too.
Nookies Tree.
Electric Boogaloo.
Nookies Tree is where you would end up late night.
Yeah.
Like, so there's all these places. But
Clark's.
Oh, my man.
Right? Come on now.
A post-Metro staple.
Let's go! Clark's.
Clark's. There used to be several Clark's.
Salt and Pepper Diner.
Oh, yeah. That's John Mulaney loved it at the Salt and Pepper Diner.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa!
So Scotty Scheffler probably loves breakfast. I mean, he probably loves it more than golf, you know? And I shouldn't say that, because the existential quotes from last week were not from a guy who doesn't love the golf. That was so fascinating with the nuance.
He wanted to make it clear, like, hey, I worked my whole life for this. I love golf.
And he still does love it. He loves being great at it, but he doesn't love the win. It's the win that doesn't necessarily do it for him. So I ask you, Lawrence, is the admission of not loving the win part of what lets him play even better and win even easier? Is the psychological mind bleep that is the human brain,
that I'm in it for the work, whether or not I win doesn't matter to
me. That it's like choosing process over results. When you're in something that intense, can a distillation and focus on the process keep you great instead of getting drunk on the win and wanting the next drunkenness?
Yeah. And maybe it's a, for those that would push back and be like, he doesn't respect or love the game. Like, maybe it's a way for him to be like, no, you don't get it. I love golf so much that I only care about the golf. I don't care about the competition necessarily.
How many times have you heard people say, I just love the work? You know, sometimes actors will talk about, I just really love the work. And you're like, they're full of crap, man. They love the money and the fame and all that. But this, I think, was a guy who told us flat out at the beginning, I really love the work and I'm in it for the work.
So why don't we take a listen to him after he wins this thing? He talked about all of it, the winning. And, of course, what he had said last week.
Easy question to go back to that quote earlier this week about it's going to be awesome for 2 minutes to win the Open. Obviously, your name appears now alongside some of the great names of this sport. Is it going to be longer than 2 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think we live now in a day and age of where, you know, clickbait is kind of what people look for, and you can shorten a five-minute clip into, you know, three words, I think, really underestimates what I was trying to communicate. You know, maybe I didn't do as effective of a job of what I would have hoped to in communicating that. But, you know, at the end of the day, I have a tremendous amount of gratitude towards moments like these. You know, I've literally worked my entire life to become somewhat good at this game, to be able to play this game for a living. And it's one of the great joys of my life, being able to compete out here. And to be able to win the Open Championship here at Portrush is a feeling that's really hard to describe. You know, I'm very fortunate to be able to come out here and live out my dreams. You know, I grew up a kid, in Texas that wanted to play professional golf. I grew up wearing pants to the golf course because that's what I wanted to do. I saw professional golfers like Justin Leonard, Harrison Frazier, those types of guys on TV wearing pants. And I was like, I want to be like those guys. So I used to wear pants to grow up to play golf. And it'd be 100 degrees out. I'd be way too hot. People would make fun of me. But that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a professional golfer, so I wore pants. And you know, I don't know why I'm so lucky that I get to live out my dreams, but it's something that I'm very grateful for. And so if somebody's going to listen to the comments I had this week, I would encourage them to listen to all of it. And, you know, hopefully I did a good job of communicating that, yeah, this is amazing to win the Open Championship. But at the end of the day, having success in life, whether it be in golf or work or whatever it is, that's not what fulfills the deepest desires of your heart. Am I grateful for it? Do I enjoy it? Oh, my gosh, yeah, this is a cool feeling. I can't wait to get home and celebrate this championship, you know, with the people that have kind of helped me along the way. But at the end of the day, it doesn't fulfill the deepest desires of my heart. And but it's just tough to describe when you haven't lived it. You know, something I actually talked to Shane about this week was, you know, just because you win a golf tournament or accomplish something, it doesn't make you happy. It doesn't. Maybe for a few moments, maybe for a few days, but at the end of the day, you know, there's more to life than playing golf. But yeah, I'm pretty excited to go home and celebrate this one.
Okay, next question, Jeff, right hand side.
Sorry to transition to a golf question, but
love a transition, please.
See, wow, that's fascinating. He clearly got some blowback and saw also like the clickbait, as he said, like the 3-word pull quote, golf doesn't fulfill me. And it's like, no, I gave a long answer, and he wants people to give a long answer. And then there he is, also Lawrence, trying to make a point to say, by the way, I'm grateful. I'm very grateful. Like, I'm not ungrateful.
Yeah, my name is now mentioned with Ben Hogan and Tiger Woods.
Yeah, but making a point to, like, now he's conscious of the blowback and the reaction and all of that, and here he is with another chance to talk, and he's trying to verbalize that. Now you hope it doesn't get to be too much on a loop in his head. That's his great gift, though, is to eliminate all that stuff. Xander Schauffele was talking about watching him and seeing what he called his flow state, and seeing that Scheffler is one of those guys who's just, he's keeping it as simple and as clean in the mental and emotional psychological mechanism as you have to as a golfer. He's brilliant at that.
It's, to me, it's the voicing of evolution inside of how players perform. And for those of us who always thought about it being part of your life, and then we end up failing, whatever level it is of sports. And for us, we now get to sit in these chairs, so like we're close, but we don't always know like what these guys and women are thinking in these moments. So I love the fact that you have someone who is willing to share and say, yeah, super happy. There's a relief factor to it. I know that I worked hard. And sometimes when you work hard, you don't get rewarded with winning a tournament because of whatever. Mm-hmm. It might be because of you. It might be because of your opponent. It might be because of the course. So, yeah, I'm grateful that I won. And this is awesome. And we're going to celebrate this.
Man.
What he's talking about is overall happiness and fulfillment. And that's a difficult thing for anyone to kind of quantify on what it is that makes people happy. It bothered me, like just from a personal standpoint, like last week, where when we were talking with Danny about the changes over at FS1, that people's response, some people, not all people, some people's response is, well, he's got a long contract, he'll be fine. That's not the case. Like, you can still mourn something that you poured your blood, sweat, and tears into and be paid for it. The money, people tend to think that money is going to be the thing that makes you happy. It does in the regard of giving you choices and giving you options. But if you are building something and something gets taken away from you, or you don't quite make it to where it is that you want to go, that can be devastating to people.
Especially if you
have money.
Well, yeah, especially if you care about the right priorities of it, the work of it and the success of it. It's what a fascinating thing, man. I bet he will not open up with that extensive a spiritual treatise before a golf tournament anytime soon.
I hope that he does.
I don't think he needs to.
He doesn't have to do it every time, but no. if a really well-crafted question allows for him to, like he did there, go on for 2 minutes about how he feels about something. I think that's great.
I know, but that was so much more self-conscious. Like, it got me a little, I was like, oh, man, don't worry about it, dude. It's okay. So people reacted. That's all right. But, like, I hope he keeps talking about this stuff. Like, in whatever format he wants. I mean, maybe he will before a golf tournament, but maybe he will on a podcast.
Yeah, maybe in a long form.
Yeah, where it can be sort of divorced from just the basic golf questions. Because you heard about the answer, say, no, I would really like a transition to
Sorry
a golf
to transition
question.
To a golf question, but...
Love a transition, please.
It is always...
Hold on. Was that Tanny saying he'd love a transition?
Sorry to transition to...
Love a transition, please.
No, it was Adam Amin talking about transitions in the DJ booth.
Dude,
by the way,
I'm so glad.
Adam Amin is going to join us in studio at 5:25.
Come on now.
And if you did not see the pictures, Adam Amin did the game Saturday night over at Wrigley and then DJed, and AJ Pierzynski and Ken Rosenthal showed, and Waino, right? They showed up to his event.
Now, let's go. Adam Wainwright is a musician, has a band, has a van that he drives the band around in.
I think I may have we'd have to look, but I'm pretty sure I referenced Adam Amin to Adam Wainwright maybe a year ago when he was on and him DJing. And I think I had, you remember this, Ray? Yeah. And it, like I said, are you going to ever go see him DJ or something like that? And he's like, he DJs?
Yeah. Oh, man, that's awesome.
So I hope that happened.
I hope that Wainwright went, but we know that AJ went, and I could see AJ going out for a good time. But I think I think I speak for everybody when the headline is Kenny Rosenthal at the DJ set.
That's like, outstanding.
That just makes me all kinds of happy. Like, rocking the bow tie, one would assume. You don't take off the bow tie.
I don't think he had the bow tie on.
What?
No, because it was spinning around, because that's how dope Adam was the other night. His bow tie was spinning.
All of a sudden, Ken Rosenthal is Mr. Six from Great America.
That's how sick the beats were, is that Kenny Rosenthal's bow tie is spinning around on his neck. And he's up there... Like him and Amin and AJ, like up behind the wheels of steel.
Yeah, man.
Let's go.
I love that. I love that because Adam Amin is so, he's so well-rounded. Like, that's the goal. Like, he loves, think about like his career, all the things he does. He does play-by-play for football. He does play-by-play for basketball. He does play-by-play for baseball.
I'm kicking myself that I didn't go out to that thing on Saturday night.
He's going to DJ again.
I know, but I had friends in from town. I had like my college dudes, and we all went to the game on Saturday. Then we went across the street to, what is it, Lost Never Found? Over there on Clark, and I was like, all right, this is not my scene.
Not your scene?
Oh, boy, no.
I mean...
This is a bar for ladies on TikTok and for me. And so we were all hanging out, and it was cool. But, like, and we had a good time. But I could have taken them out to Adam Amin's DJ set. And they would have seen my boys, who are like hardcore baseball people, if they would have seen Kenny Rosenthal up in the DJ booth... Breaking down trade rumors, of course.
Well, he was very omnipresent at Wrigley Field this weekend.
He really was.
Mm-hmm.
He was everywhere.
Talking to people, and even young Alex is like, hey, that's interesting.
I think he was talking mostly about 120 beats per minute. And
or higher.
Yeah. And talking about how...
I would love to hear Ken Rosenthal pontificate on Adam Amin's DJing abilities.
What if...
Let's call him. When Adam's here, let's call him.
What if we find out that Ken Rosenthal was like a club kid? Like, what if we...
Well, so, I mean, he spent a lot of time in New York, right?
I was getting ready to say, like, what if he was kicking it around Studio 54 back in the day?
I mean, everybody had a phase of something like that.
Listen,
you know, phase
Adam,
of love and music.
I was at the tunnel with Funkmaster Flex. You'll have to do a lot better than this.
That would be so great. If what if right then Ken Rosenthal, because he's so well sourced, what if he's like, I'm going to text Cool Herc right now, and I'm going to let him listen to your set, and I'm going to let him decide how good you are. DJ Green Lantern, that's my homie.
Green Lantern?
Yes, Green Lantern.
Oh, God.
I did see Superman last night.
You did?
Yeah.
Did he get beat up too much?
He got beat up a lot.
Was the dog a surprise?
The Green Lantern?
Was the dog a surprise?
Not to me.
Did you know that Superdog was in it?
Yeah, Crypto, who's been canon in every.
And there's a super dog. Who came up with a super dog?
The people who created Superman almost 100 years ago did.
Yeah, the thing is, I go by super dog all the time because that's the best way to get from like the western suburbs to the northern.
It's like you cut through.
Yes! Yeah. That's the.
Don't be giving away our secrets out here.
Sorry about that,
Tanny. Our Norway cider secrets.
Gunnison? Using Gunnison, man.
Sorry, because we know Tanny, like, that's how, you know, he rolls and he's got to get through them streets. All right, we need to take a break. The Brewers are red hot, and we've got to find out what the hell is going on in Milwaukee. Jeff Levering is going to help us with that next here on The Score.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So here's Mookie Betts. Base is loaded. Brewers still with a 6-5 lead. 1-0 pitch. And a line drive into center coming in is Perkins. He's there. He makes the catch. And the Brewers survive. 6-5, your final here in Los Angeles. The Brewers love L.A. They sweep the Dodgers in the City of Angels. The first double-digit win streak since 2021 for the crew. It got tense in the ninth, but the Brewers get it done, and they have won their 10th in a row, and they have swept Los Angeles, and they have swept the season series 6-0.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
The Brewers are on fire right now, and as you woke up this morning, you were looking at the standings, feeling good about the Cubs. Cubs had taken 2 out of 3 from the Red Sox. They had the best record in the game as the morning started. And then by the end of the day yesterday, and you look in the standings today and you're like, oh, bleep, here are the Brewers again. again. They will not be denied. They won't go away.
And I blame Jeff Levering.
Why? I love Jeff.
Jeff is the play-by-play voice of the Brewers on Bally Sports. And we were all set up for a really fun and relaxing Cubs roll to the division in this town. And God, the love affair is back and everything like that. And then here come the freaking pesky Brewers, and it's on you. You just have to accept the mild wrath. Can you accept it on our behalf, sir?
I absolutely accept it. I will gladly take it. It's kind of been this way since 2017, though. I mean, the Brewers have missed the playoffs just twice since 2017. It's been by one game each time. So no matter what has happened, no matter who is in the mix in the division, the Brewers are right there on their heels, or at least leading the pack. And it's been that way for a long time. Every time you want to count the Brewers out, they just find a way to keep winning ball games. And since May the 18th, they've been the best team in Major League Baseball.
So, Jeff, we were having a conversation with Russ Dorsey about this a little while ago. And since you're there every day, you might be helpful in answering this question. Even though we've seen different people in charge of personnel, even though we've seen a different manager in that time span that you're talking about with the Brewers, how have they been able to organizationally continue to be quality?
I think the biggest thing is that they've identified players that fit. The one thing that you can say about this organization, going back to Craig Counsell's time there and now Pat Murphy's, they were one in the same, essentially, is that no matter what, that clubhouse has been connected. They've had the same type of person. They've had the same type of personnel. And they've been together no matter what. They have always been together. They haven't had, for lack of a better term, they haven't had turds in the clubhouse, right? And that's a good thing. So everybody likes each other. Everybody gets along. Everybody wants to pull on the same rope. And it's a big deal. That's a really big deal. And I think that more than anything, too, the Brewers have been finding these players that have been given up on by other organizations. If you look at the Brewers bullpen, it's an all DFA squad. And they're out there and they're getting an opportunity. And they have a longer leash. They don't have to worry about if they go out there and pitch poorly twice in the same week that they're going to get sent down. Or if they go 0-for-12 over the span of three games, they're not going to get sent down. They have a longer leash in Milwaukee, and because of that, you can play with some more confidence.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Jeff Levering with us here on Spiegel and Holmes. Just like stylistically, I think bottom 10 in home runs, but it's either top 5 or top 10 in walks and stolen bases. You don't strike out. This team doesn't strike out. And it's always we know the defense is good. We know the base running is good. It's a button-up team. That's the way Cliff Floyd described the whole org a couple years ago, and it's still that way, and it's been that way. Everybody plays clean and smart, and that's got to start very, very low in the org. So when guys get up, they know exactly what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, that's the thing, Speaks, is that they do play clean. They don't make mistakes, and they put pressure on defenses. If you look at the three games that the Brewers just swept the Dodgers in L.A., you could see every single one of their pitchers, as soon as they were leaving the ball game. You saw it with Clayton Kershaw last night. You heard his quotes, I'm sure. But they are frustrating. You feel the Milwaukee Brewers every time you play them because they are frustrating. They get under your skin. They lead the league in infield singles. They lead the league in bunts, right? I mean, they're going to put pressure in defense. Pitchers don't like fielding bunts. They don't like fielding their position. What are the Brewers going to go out there and do? They're going to put pressure on you. They had a 3-run lead in yesterday's ballgame in L.A. What are they doing? Bunting for base hits because it's available. They will get under your skin so bad and irritate you so bad that you can't wait for them to leave your ballpark. And that's a great feeling. And that's exactly what Pat Murphy wants to see time in and time out.
So Clayton Kershaw threw the glove in the dugout, threw a little tantrum.
I mean, Pahez made a terrible play.
I know.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. But like Kershaw, as a vet, like he knows you can't show up your guys. But he realized it and said, what? I don't have much to say. I'm going to get myself in trouble. So let's call it. Right? So that's what the Brewers do to you.
Yeah, and that's two in a row for Kershaw, too. His last start in Milwaukee before the All-Star break was also against the Brewers. And the Brewers got two runs, an infield single, a walk, and then a base hit to left field where it took the left fielder a month and a half to get the ball in. And And Clayton Kershaw is standing on the third baseline and he's screaming at the left fielder, get the you know what ball in. And he's screaming it. The Brewers scored two runs, ended up winning that ball game 2-1. So it's little things like that that the Brewers make you make mistakes that they don't make those same mistakes themselves.
Jeff, how are Pat Murphy and Craig Counsell alike and not alike?
I think that they're alike in the way that they treat their players, right? It's their room. It's about the players. Just make sure everybody's on the same page. But I mean, Pat Murphy will have once a month meetings with players only. It's the quote unquote pillars, the veteran guys, and they hold each other accountable. It's not this guy's doing that, this guy's doing that. It's how can we be better? How can I be better? How can I be a better leader? And I think Craig does a really good job of that too. Where they're a little different is Pat Murphy's got a little longer leash in terms of how long he'll talk to the media and his tolerance and that type of stuff, where Craig's like, Dad, I'm done. If I'm done with you, I'm done with you. And that's okay. Everybody's different in that aspect. But I think Murph enjoys the spotlight a little bit more and likes to have a touch more fun with the media in that realm.
After the 8-7 win on Saturday, Murphy said about the team, it's character revealing, just like a bunch of woodpeckers. You keep pecking away until they say the game's over. That guy, Boog Shambi, likes to say that Pat Murphy is 70 grade funny. Is he 70 yes. grade funny, or does he reach 80 sometimes?
Well, Murph would tell you he's 80 grade funny. I would say that he's in the 70. Yeah, I'd say he's a 70. I mean, his nickname in the clubhouse is Patches O'Houlihan. So, and he's got an average Joe's jersey hanging in his office.
That's
on the back
amazing.
Of his door because he even said it about his team on Friday. They're the average Joe's. Nobody really knows who they are. He said it to the Japanese media. He goes, you know what? Nobody in Japan right now, because they just played the Dodgers, would be able to pick out two guys from yesterday's starting lineup for the Milwaukee Brewers. But you know what? After that ball game, they're certainly going to know who those guys are. See, but they're a bunch of average Joes, and he is proud of the average Joes.
Well, and even like, you know, the superstar, and obviously he's not quite the player that he once was, but Christian Yelich doesn't think this is some weird year of Milwaukee, like kind of coming out of nowhere. He's like, this is what we do. Every year we get picked to be a little lower than we should, and every year we rise above. So he fits in still, doesn't he?
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. And he's having a great year. He's got 19 homers. He's swinging the bat exceptionally well. He's been accustomed to being a DH all season long now. But as Yelich has gone, so is the offense. If you look at where this team really started to take off at the latter stages of the month of May, you can go to Christian Yelich's numbers. He was hitting 184 going into that series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. And since then, he's one of the best hitters in Major League Baseball. I think it's a 360 batting average. He's hitting homers, scoring runs. He's stealing bases. He's put this team on his back for the last 2 months. And it's no accident that he's right in the middle of things. Now, it's a different guy every night in terms of the offense, leading this team and being a hero. And Caleb Durbin drove in both runs against the Dodgers on Friday. It was a 2-0 ball game. You know, it's a different guy every night. But Christian Yelich is doing Christian Yelich things. He's not quite 18-19 Yelich, but he's having himself a really, really good season.
What do you think they need? Or is the answer they don't need anything? They're competitive the way that they are.
So that's the grand question, right? I mean, they're playing really good baseball, and you're 10 days away from the trade deadline, and the Brewers haven't really gone out and made that big splash of a move since, I'd say, 2018 when they traded for Mike Moustakas. They went out and got Eduardo Escobar in 2021, but they didn't really move the needle the way that they wanted to, and those position players can be pretty expensive too, even though they've been rentals. But the thing with the Brewers is they have to get the right guy. They have to get the person that's going to fit into that clubhouse. Like I said before, they don't have any turds in there, and that's a good thing. And they don't want to bring somebody in that could upset the apple cart. So if they're going to bring somebody in, it has to be the right type of person.
You know, when the Cubs beat the Cardinals in 2015 in the NLDS, it was like – it was a transition kind of moment. Like, all right, I think the Cubs are now better than the division rival in the organizational standard. I think they just passed him up. And we were all expecting kind of a long run of dominance in the division. But then the Brewers, In 18, like, especially that tiebreaker game, man, like, it was, the Brewers stepped back on top of the Cubs' throats, and I think they're still the standard. You're still the standard. That you, I know you loved that tiebreaker game. Did you feel the Brewers stepping up as an org in that time period?
I think for sure, more than anything, it made them feel like they belonged, right? And for a long time, it was the Cardinals and the Cubs division, and the Brewers were in that kind of weird transitional period between 2011, and then they had the really good start in 2014 and kind of fell apart towards the end of the year, and then they go through the managerial change in 15. But since, like I said, 2017, they have been in the mix. I mean, everybody has felt the Milwaukee Brewers within this division and within the National League. They haven't had the playoff success that they would like. They haven't won a playoff series since 2018. But they've been there. They've been close. And they're going to have an opportunity again this year. I'm not going to say that everything flipped to the Brewers, but they have certainly put their mark on this division in the last 7 years. There's no doubt.
We are dealing with the growth of a superstar here in Pete Crow Armstrong, and it's been wild. What's it been like to see Miz turn into what he's turned into?
I mean, totally different level, I think, because I've never seen anything like this. And what I can equate it to is what Paul Skeens did last year. Everybody's buying tickets to Paul Skeens starts. But I would also put it on Steven Strasburg on that type of level, even though he wasn't the number one overall pick in the draft, like Paul Skeens was either. He's a fourth-round pick. He's 23 years old. But the kid is incredible. I loved watching him at the All-Star game bouncing around during the swing off. Like, he was a little kid just enjoying the moment and getting caught up in it, and Schwarber's hitting home runs, and there's Mizorowski's 6'7" baby giraffe all gangly, and he's just lapping it up like a kid. It was unbelievable to watch, because that's the way that he plays the game. He's going to pitch on Tuesday in Seattle, and I have a feeling these Mariners fans and even Brewers fans that might be up here in the Pacific Northwest, there's going to be a good crowd. Everywhere that he has pitched, it has brought big crowds. And he's only made 5 starts. It's incredible the way that fans have been flocking every single time that he has made a start. I've never seen anything like it.
Man, the mild wrath doesn't even feel good because Jeff Levering's too likable, you know?
Yeah, he's super likable.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Yeah.
So
he gets it.
We'll
Jeff,
find somebody else.
We appreciate you. Thanks for giving us a scouting report and a little bit of your time.
You got it, guys. Look forward to the Brewers-Cubs series coming up at the end of the month in Milwaukee.
Yeah, me too. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be interesting to see.
Mm-hmm.
That man doesn't seem scared, does he?
He really doesn't. He's a little too comfortable.
He's not scared, yeah. and the Brewers don't seem scared.
And Murph.
There is another Wisconsin team that we need to talk about, because I wouldn't describe them as scared, Spiegs, but I think the Bears have done a very good job of getting underneath the Packers' skin. We'll explain next here on The Score.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
One of mine was probably a Green Bay. I mean, they suck, but it was after the game, after we won it at Lambeau, 1-0 at Lambeau right now. So obviously you try and do the Lambeau leap, and we actually tried to jump in the crowd where our fans were, and they start throwing everything at you, they push you off, and the Lambeau leap, it's a real leap. It's not a little baby jump. You actually have to high jump basically. They're pushing you, mushing your face.
Bears quarterback Caleb Williams talking about the win in Green Bay. He is 1-0 at Lambeau Field.
I feel like he and Ben Johnson have bonded about the fact that they're just going to go ahead and bring all the swag and all the smoke to the Bears-Packers relationship.
Yeah, Speaks, there seems to be a level of trolling that Ben Johnson is okay with, and it's fun, but it does seem like it's gotten under the skin of the people in Green Bay. And maybe that's bulletin board material. I don't know. But Matt LaFleur for sure seems like, who the bleep is this guy?
I was waiting for this.
Yeah.
I bet you were.
I don't know Ben Johnson.
But if you don't know him, why is it tight in here?
It's not tight. I'm not tight.
I'm totally like chill, bro. Like
I'm not defensive.
Yeah. You're defensive.
I'm not the one that's being defensive. You're the one that's being defensive.
Sue you. Sue everybody.
LaFleur is absolutely.
He can't wait to win their first matchup against each other.
He's paying rent, man.
He can't wait.
He's paying rent in the head. That's great.
So I don't know. Well, it might be bad, but I tend to think that it's good to kind of poke them a little bit.
I think it's good. I think for the most part, it's good. Yeah, it reminds me of all sorts of things. Like, you know, you come in and you got a little confidence. It can help carry you in some difficult moments too.
It can. So there's another example of this, and this isn't LaFleur. Cram up your cram hole, LaFleur. This is Rashid Walker on Caleb bragging about being undefeated at Lambeau.
At the end of last season, the Bears won in Lambeau. And I don't know if it's gotten back to you, but Caleb Williams, our young quarterback, has said a few times this offseason that he is undefeated in Lambeau Field, and he's pretty pleased with that. What's it like to hear that, and what do you guys do about it?
Hey, man, he got lucky.
What do you mean?
I love you. You know what I'm saying? Make the playoffs.
Tell us more, Rashid.
He doesn't want to. He said he got lucky.
I mean, look.
Hey, he's saying a lot without saying nothing.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's all I got to say. You know what I'm saying? They got lucky. Make the playoffs. And we're going to see him again this year. And we're going to remember he said that.
What is he talking about? The Bears didn't make the playoffs.
No, I don't know.
No, he's saying make the playoffs.
Oh, make then the playoffs. Talk, yeah. Okay. You can't say anything until then? Oh, all right. It's funny, though, because I don't know if I would call that. I mean, it was a good game. I wouldn't call them getting lucky.
Caleb drove them down for that field goal.
Correct.
And they kicked the field goal as time expired, and they beat that ass.
Wouldn't the luck factor be in them blocking a field? No, actually, it wasn't luck because they had it scouted.
But
well, lucky that the coach is on the other side of the ball.
Yeah. You're lucky that Matt Eberflus was the coach of the Bears back then.
Oh, boy.
But that's what it's been like. Like, it's been like that for a long time of them just kind of doing. Wasn't LaFleur 11-0
yes.
against the Bears until that game at that Lambeau Field?
That was his first loss. That was his first loss. It wasn't lucky. They beat you. They beat you. You're a far better team, and you made the playoffs.
You did.
And everybody's aware of that.
And this division's really good, and, uh-huh. and we'll see what happens. But I kind of like that they out here selling wolf tickets. Like, let's get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Run it. Run it is what the Bears say. Now, here's the thing. Don't get your ass whooped. Like
you can't, oh, yeah, you can't do that. And they will. Don't worry about it.
You can lose, but you can't get your ass whooped.
Tanny, at some point, it turns.
That's what I've been saying to myself for 11 consecutive games for the past however many years that is. But I will say this. Like
Five and a half.
I do like, thank you. That's fun. Watch is fun with numbers. I do like that the coach of our team might be a crazy person. Like someone to start a fight with someone who he doesn't even know.
Yes.
That's sicko behavior that I kind of like.
It's kind of delightful. You know, all these years we've been thinking that the quarterback was going to have to rise up and make the difference that it, you know, in response to Favre and Rodgers and now Love, that it was going to have to be Mitch or Cutler, you know, or Justin, or even now Caleb. Justin. What if it's not about the quarterback? What if it's about the crazy, maniacal, little weird genius coach that's going to rise up and just be better than all those jamokes that they've had? Why not let the coach drive the bus? They're paying him $14 million, handing him the keys to the entire organization. Let's go.
Here's the beauty of it,
This Seeks. Is an August Bears take coming, by the way.
It is. It is July. Okay, but here...
I know.
This is the
Just
beauty
saying,
of it.
I'll see you in August.
Quarterback, episode 5.
Yeah, Stumblebum.
You see where he gets it from. Dan Campbell is not afraid.
That's the thing.
He's
and they are
not afraid.
They are tight. They are tight. He watched that guy. And that whole quarterback doc about how much they love Campbell and how much he drives the whole thing, man. That's what it is. And Campbell is who changed that mindset. Hey, everybody wants to praise Goff, and Goff's been great, but that thing's about Campbell. Why can't this thing be about Ben?
Like the whole idea of like, you know what, like Campbell running through it like out loud and being like, we're a go for it team. Jared, you want to go for it? Uh-huh. Yes, I want to go for it.
That's that moment, man, where Goff is walking away. He's like, oh, yeah, we're going to do yes. Yes, I want to go for
yes,
it.
Yes, let's go get that yard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's win this game.
And they did.
And him call, hey, Ben, what you got? What mm-hmm. you got for this play?
And you know what, man? It's sort of like Poles go and take the North and never give it back, but then he made terrible decisions. Now he's got guys that can make some better decisions.
Look, let's be honest. And Ryan Poles kind of limped into that. It was more like, we want to take the North and never give it back. He wasn't like, we're going to take the North giving it back.
No, Lawrence, he had it written down. It was on his script. You can hear the paper.
And the last thing, the most important piece is we're going to take the North and never give it back.
That, come on, man. That page turn. That is authoritative. Come on. No football GM has ever turned a page like that. That's the strongest page turn by a Bears GM.
We are going to take the North. And it says here.
Never give it back. That's very good, by the way.
Never give it back.
That's the best impression of that page turn that anybody's ever done on this radio station.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's really good.
I do what I can. All right, there's more NFL stuff coming up to start the 4 o'clock hour. There's been major movement with the NFLPA since we left this show on Friday.
It got even uglier and even more ridiculous. And some of the quotes coming out of there And you need to speak to this. You've done a very nice job empathizing with the players and understanding the mess, and it's even messier than it was.
We'll get to it next on The Score.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.